quake, the floor was shaking. This big glass window was shaking. Now we're holding it with our hands. Look at that rocket go!
Even the rich and famous Beatles, searching for peace of mind, take off for India to study transcendental meditation with a high-priced guru. Everywhere there is heavy and continued consumption of pot. On the stage, nudity becomes popular. On the university campuses, students sit in to protest the existing order. And on television, Rowan and Martin do the same with their laugh-in.
We have ignition.
What are the Russians really up to?
We have liftoff. Liftoff at 7:51.
Liftoff, the clock is running.
Roger, clock.
Time is 3:43 p.m. Central Daylight Time, May 21st, and Apollo 10 is behind the moon as it goes for insertion into lunar orbit.
And it's very quiet in this control room right now. A few conversations going, but not very many. Most controllers sitting at their consoles very quietly.
Spider prepares to cast off from Gumdrop to continue in Earth orbit all on its own. If it fails to manage independent flight, if it should prove unable to return for a recoupling with Apollo 9, it means death for McDivitt and Schweiker. The LEM, being without a heat shield, cannot return to Earth.
This is Radio Moscow.
On our planet. Now, certainly we all recognize the extremely, extremely low probability of life existing on the moon.
Thank you very much. No, it'll be a good one.
CDR, SDC, how do you read me?
SDC, loud and clear.
Okay, Neil, have a good one.
You bet.
All right.
This is a moment that was predicted with astonishing clairvoyance by Jules Verne, the great French master of science fiction, in imagining a moonshot that took off from Florida with a crew of three men in a spacecraft similar to Apollo 11 and named Columbia.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Clock start flight, Roger.
Let's go, all engines.
Roger.
Buster.
No. Tower.
Roger Tower.
More.
It is now definitely established that a rocket can function in a vacuum.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
The ability for men to work and act and live in other worlds has virtually ensured mankind immortality. We can from now on move to where we want to go, where either other worlds can support our life or where we can modify the environment in such a way that we find other places comfortable and livable also.